Tell me, first of all, your thoughts on this legislation and how you voted on the bill.
I was very concerned with the process in which the legislation came to the floor. As you know, there are many pieces of legislation that we deal with at Albany that take years or months to work their way through the process in order to give people an opportunity from the community to weigh in for or against on the legislation. That didn't happen in this particular case. This is probably one of the fastest moving pieces of legislation that I've seen in my legislative career. And it really didn't give people an opportunity from the community to know what's going on. I would imagine that a lot of people listening to this show or waking up this morning in Amherst or Clarence or Genesee County are finding out for the first time that the law with respect to guns and registration and their Second Amendment rights have been changed without their knowledge. On the bill itself, I voted against the bill because I don't think that I can go back to my community and where I live, where I work, and really assure folks that by passing this bill, they are now safer. I believe that this creates the illusion of safety, but it doesn't really get into sufficiently, in my judgment, the root causes of why people get killed and maimed and injured with guns, primarily illegal guns.
So it sounds like you had a couple of concerns. One, the speed of the legislation, and two, the content.
Right. I mean, really, it was thrown on our desks with maybe 30 minutes to go. I had an opportunity to read through the bill, which was maybe about 20 or 30 pages, while the debate was going on. But as you know, and people know, you know, a lot of what actually is in the bill is, you know, very, very fine detail. So I got the general gist of what the legislation was about. But in terms of answering the questions that I had, in terms of how this affects law-abiding citizens that happen to own pistols, does this really, again, curb violence in our community? I don't believe that it addresses the culture of violence in our community, whether it be with violent movies, video games, television. It doesn't really address the issue of bullying, which I think is the root cause of many of these tragic situations when you have a severely mentally ill individual, someone who's deranged, who goes out, gains access to generally an illegal weapon, and commits an horrific act. I don't believe that this legislation will address that problem, so I'm not comfortable going back to my community and letting a single mother with some kids or family know that we've now solved this problem. I think we're far from it.
Has this been an issue that you've heard from your constituents on, say, in the past month since the tragedy in Newtown and the incidents in Webster, New York? Have you heard about it?
I'd say we had very, very few calls or emails into the office regarding this issue. I would say that once word got out and there was some reports, you know, we literally heard from hundreds of people yesterday. But I think the vast majority of the people are unaware that there was this type of legislation being proposed, that it was going to come to the floor, that it was not that there was not going to be adequate time for deliberation and discussion in the community. Not so much against the different groups that line up on one side or the other, but just the average citizen that I represent, for that person to be able to weigh in and let me know what they think. Yeah, we did have a flurry of activity yesterday afternoon and last night. You know, once the report started to come out and once the discussion started in terms of that a bill might be coming out, but not the type of discussion that you have on 99.9% of the issues when something is going to be discussed and then voted on in the legislature.
Senator, one last question. I know you've expressed some concern about the bill not doing much in terms of keeping folks safe, or safer, so to speak. But do you think the bill does any harm? Does it infringe on the rights of, as you said, law-abiding citizens?
Well, let me just say this. I mean, you know, looking through the bill, there are some positive aspects of the bill. I mean, there are some aspects which I think will touch on and, you know, slightly improve the situation as it is right now, such as increasing sentences for people that commit violent crimes, increased sentences for people that possess illegal guns, but that in and of itself is not going to solve the problem. On your second point, yes, there are things here which dramatically change the law as it stands right now. I mean, right now, if you register for a pistol permit, you know, you have that pistol permit. And now there is a new process where, you know, every 5 years, you have to go through a new registration process. There are provisions in there where if you own certain rifles, shotguns, you now have to register those. And that really touches on the 99% of the people who are law-abiding citizens who we don't really need to be concerned about. I mean, there are, as I said, criminal elements, you know, maybe, and I don't know the number, but a certain number of severely mentally ill folks that this bill will not help, will not touch, will not ferret out. You know, it doesn't address those issues. So on the one hand, you're making things more restrictive for people that do have a Second Amendment right, you know, under our Constitution, which, again, will not make anybody safer. And you really haven't gone far enough in dealing with those individuals who are going to get guns, whether they be legal or illegal, and then wish to do harm to others.
Senator, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Okay, Jim. Good talking with you.